Now, U.S. President Donald Trump says that hush payments to women he allegedly had affairs with before the 2016 presidential vote were legal. Trump says the payments were personal transactions and denied they were a violation of U.S. campaign financing laws. Well, earlier, federal prosecutors in New York demanded a substantial jail sentence for the U.S. president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen pleaded guilty in August to bank fraud and campaign finance violations. Democrats saying that Trump himself could face impeachment and imprisonment if the transactions are proven to be campaign finance violations. We'll go to Richmond now. We have Keith Preston, who's the chief editor with AttackTheSystem.com. Okay, let's see what you think about this. Do you think that there are chances that this would be proven and Mr. Trump could be proven wrong or what?
Well, the claim that's being made at present is that the hush money that was paid to these women by the president through his lawyer amounted to an illegal campaign contribution. Now, that's a fairly dubious claim. I mean, first of all, payment was in reverse. He was paying others. Others were not paying him. To claim that these were somehow campaign contributions is a bit of a dubious claim. But I think what's important about this is the context in which this is taking place. We have to consider that for 2 years now, the investigation that's been conducted by Robert Mueller through the Justice Department has been about trying to find evidence of Trump's supposed collusion with Russia and how Trump supposedly used that collusion to influence the 2016 election. Now, after about 2 years of investigating and at the cost of about $30 million, investigators have yet to find any substantial evidence or any kind of significant facts whatsoever indicating that the president was actually involved in collusion with Russia for that purpose, for political purposes and for influencing the election. So now what the investigators are doing is that they're turning their attention to the hush money that was paid to these women, these pornographic film actresses and others to hide their previous affairs. It's interesting that these payments, the so-called hush money payments have been known for quite some time. This is not something that's new. This is not news that is just breaking. And yet it's only now that the investigators are trying to claim that these were somehow illegal campaign contributions. This issue was never raised before when the Russia collusion investigation was going on. So apparently that investigation has been demonstrated to be fairly weak. And so they're turning their attention to this issue as well. Now, one thing that we're actually getting is an interesting opportunity to see how the American judicial system actually works, because what the investigators are doing is that they're trying to bring all sorts of trumped up charges against individuals that are associated with the president. Essentially, they're trying to do what we in America call railroading the associates of the president in order to influence them to provide incriminating evidence against the president. Now, this kind of thing happens in the American legal system all the time, where charges will be brought against individuals that are dubious in nature, that are based on some supposed violation of some obscure regulatory statute that's been interpreted in some dubious way, piling these charges on and using these as legal leverage to secure information from the person that this is being done to. And this is exactly what's being done to a number of President Trump's associates. It's what's being done to Michael Cohen. It's what was done to Paul Manafort, to Mike Flynn, and others. So it's clearly they're trying to get to the president by using these kinds of tactics, which are actually used quite frequently in the American legal system.
Of course, you know, Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to bank fraud and campaign finance violations.
Yeah, and they use these kinds of methods to force a confession and to force a guilty plea. That's why they will pile these kinds of trumped up charges on individuals. And then they use that as a leverage with which they can force a plea bargain by saying, well, you know, if you go along with this, we'll put you in prison for, say, 4 years or whatever. But if not, we'll put you in for 20 years. So this happens all the time. But what's interesting is that they're currently trying to use these tactics in order to get to the president. And As to whether it will go that far or not, that remains to be seen. Again, these are fairly dubious claims. These hush money payments have been known about for months, and that this issue of this somehow being an illegal campaign contribution is only now being raised as the Russia investigation has proved to be fairly fruitless. So it's mm-hmm. clear what's happening here. So now, of course, we know that the opposition to the president clearly wishes to find grounds for impeachment. They wish to remove the president from office. That's obvious enough. Whether this will be something that can be taken to that kind of level, I'm not sure about. I think that remains to be seen.
Okay, yes, we're going to have to wait and see. Thank you for that. That was Chief Editor of the AttackTheSystem.com, Kate Bresson, joining us from Richmond.